we appear, it's just views from the nosebleeds, a real fan's perspective. Two guys, Chad and Chad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 38 of the podcast. How was your week, Chad?
It was good. A lot of things going on, but it's good. Still breathing, still alive, still have a job, still have food on the table. I'm good. Lots
of stuff going on.
Yep. Better than some people in the country right now.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And prayers going up. Yep.
Definitely.
Everybody dealing with all the hurricane stuff going on and still going on, turning into a tropical storm. So,
well, don't get too excited. Just read an article that said it's going to turn into a hurricane and slam into South Carolina. So it's coming back, and it's going to hit us twice, and it's not going to be good for South Carolina either. So prayers going out to everybody, and just one massive, massive, very painful storm that's going to be felt for years and years and years. It's just scary.
Yep, and just do what you can if you're down there. Not just prayers, but make sure you're staying safe and getting out of there and doing what you can. Yep.
Being smart, being kind to your neighbor, helping when you can, when it's not dangerous to do so. Let the professionals get to people and help them. I think we're going to find out there's going to be a lot of loss of life here. I'm fearing it. I hope not, but I think we are going to find it. It's just sad. But anyways,
as we start out with the worst, what's our best this week?
You want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? What do we want to do here?
Go ahead.
Okay. My best was, first off, I don't give a crap about the President's Cup. We've talked so much about golf on this podcast. If you're not going to put the best players on the international team, and but even you can suggest that some of the players on the LIV Tour would actually be on the President's Cup for the U.S., but the U.S. dominated once again. It was made it kind of interesting after the second day. But anyways, what I didn't know is that when whoever loses or wins, it doesn't matter, they all get together for a party afterwards, which there's a video of Sungjae Im. Now, the guy is kind of a reserve player. He's not a flamboyant guy like Tom Kim, this young guy that's going to be. He's kind of like, just plods along, plays good golf, wins a few tournaments every year. He's just a solid player.
Good golfer, yeah.
Very, very solid, good player. And he played 26 events last year on the tour. So the guy is just like a freaking machine, man. He's playing every turn. So you never see, though, the real Sungjae Im out there. He's very prim and proper, very meticulous, great golfer, but not a lot of emotion. Well,
the
this
slow
video,
swing guy, right?
What's that?
The slower swing guy.
He's not him. It's not Matsuyama slow. Yeah. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
But they're at their after party, and he breaks out a dance that you might remember from the past, the Gungan style dance. There's video of this on Instagram and probably all over the internet. We're going to post this video. I'm telling you, if you are a golf fan for sure and you have not seen this side of Sungjae Im, it's pretty funny and pretty fun, actually. It makes me a bigger Sungjae Im fan. That's what it makes me. But it's just hilarious. He's got it down to a science. It's very funny. So that's his ability to do the old dance that nobody remembers hardly just by the book. Fantastic job, Sungjae Im. That's my best thing I saw this week.
That song holds dear, dear memories in my heart because I, of course, had a video, not of course, but I had a video in high school that I made, and it was a direct parody of Gangnam Style. So, how can I not be his fan now after that?
Now, so that's the best, but does it strike you odd, though, that these two teams are playing against each other in the President's Cup? Now, I understand sportsmanship, but do you party afterwards together?
Of course, because all these guys especially in the NBA, they're all buddy-buddy, and they're all partying all the time. Baseball, they always look buddy-buddy, even when they go to the bases, so why not?
I don't know. I, I'm old school, man.
I know, but this is it, the day and age. Everybody is friendly now. It's not like how it was.
I don't like it.
But it's just,
you know,
not
where the fights
way.
Happen now, pretty much? They happen in the stands. There are a few teams that still hate each other, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah. You got teams that are always having their rivalries. Yankees,
Michigan
Red
State.
Sox. Yeah. And they'll have fights, but
Bears, Green Bay? I don't know. Maybe. Although, from watching the Chicago Bears play Green Bay, you'd never know they even had a real football team, because Aaron Rodgers pretty much, I believe he said he owned them.
Mm.
In their building, I believe he said that.
Yeah,
talk
I can't.
About, talk about
can't
a
really
discount double check.
Because I'm waiting for him to own the Lions when he plays.
We're not even relevant. Like, the Bears are a football team. The Lions have to earn that level. But I think they're getting there, truthfully. So
we'll see. Anyways, moving on.
Yep.
My best of the week was Albert Pujols. He hit his 700th home run. It was just awesome to see Pujols. And what's kind of cool, kind of interesting, is that Aaron Judge also hit 61 home runs for the season. And unlike Albert Pujols, Judge was able to get that ball. It went into the bullpen, so he didn't have to ask a fan or anybody. And I think he gave it to his mom after the game. But Albert Pujols, the guy who caught it, pretty sure he was a Dodgers fan, which, you know, doesn't matter. But he said he wanted to keep the ball, and Pujols was like, sure, you know, I don't really care. It's that stuff's for the fans. And, yeah, which I thought was pretty cool, too.
I think it's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Pujols, most of the greats of the game, they understand that it's all about the fans.
Yeah,
most of them do. At some point, they stop thinking about, you know, their own accolades, their own money. Although he's getting paid a lot of money, and has very handsomely been paid,
of course.
But this is what becomes the important stuff, like understanding how much that when he steps away next year, he's going to miss hearing the fans.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to miss to come into the ballpark with tons of fans. He's going to, especially in St. Louis. St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis are royalty. They sell out that place every single game.
Oh, yeah, of course. They love
baseball. They are nuts about their baseball. I do think it's great that Pujols is in St. Louis this final year, so that those fans in St. Louis can enjoy this. Because they really do deserve it. They saw most of his career, and he's coming back, and he's given them this thrill for the 2020 season. It's just pretty cool. You know, he just seems like a class dude.
Yeah.
Like, he gets it on all the levels.
And I hate the Cardinals as a team, but it's cool. It's a cool story. But if the Braves meet them, you know.
Sure.
Hope they're going down.
They're the Yankees of the National League.
Yeah.
They're the team that's always there
and done
every
wrong.
Single year.
Yeah.
And if they're not winning their division, which would be odd, is they're one of the wild card teams. You know, they're just there every single year. And what, you know, it's kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers in football. They just somehow find a way to be there every single year. And I don't understand why one year the Lions can't have one year. Just where they're good. Oh, this is their one year. Great. That's their – but Pittsburgh has them every single year. San Francisco didn't take many years off. They were bad for a few years, but now they're better again. And didn't take them long. But then there's teams like the Lions. And I even see some glimpses of excitement from the Jacksonville Jaguars,
yes.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trevor Lawrence looked pretty damn good on Sunday. And so did the Jacksonville Jaguars, winning a huge upset game. So I'm just sick of the other teams being the ones that get the best this kind of year. Anyways. Okay. Sorry. Tangent gone. I mean, don't you? I mean, I know we don't want to bring this to be like a Lions podcast and all, but we're Lions fans. You and I are Lions fans.
Yes.
So it's going to creep into the podcast, everyone. I'm around the world. I apologize. It's just going to creep in, and you're going to hear a little bit of how it is and has been to be a Lions fan for the last forever for me. Moving right along.
It's just funny. Yeah, go ahead. You have several worse here. Let's get some out of the way.
Yes. Okay. Top one, obviously, the hurricane. We said
yes.
It's gonna get, it's like a double hurricane for the United States. Terrible. Crazy. So that's my worst of the week. And
it's just sticking around for so freaking long. That's what's crazy about it. It's slow.
Yeah. It did a little up and it did a little in, and it's gonna go out, and then it's gonna come slamming right back in. And it's like getting the double punch. That's the knockout blow, because this is going to be pretty bad. So again, everybody stay safe and stay smart. I hope that goes okay for the East Coast there in Florida and South Carolina and Georgia. But so this is my worst of the week, though. That's bad. But this okay. So we've got a. We're not a political podcast, right?
Correct.
We are not.
No.
We are not. But President Biden, okay, he gave a speech. He was speaking at the White House conference on food, nutrition, and health.
Yes.
And he asked whether he was speaking to the senators that and the Congress people that have been really instrumental in getting this all going and all this stuff. And he recognizes a few, and then he goes and says, "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?" I'm quoting him. And then he said something again about Jackie again. Now, this lady, God rest her soul, died in a traffic accident in August. Mm.
You would think he would know that.
I'm just saying. You can't be doing that at press conferences. You can't. Anyways, off the politics. But terrible. That's the worst. Terrible. I mean, I understand you're an old guy. Like the oldest we've ever had there. But you got to make it at least look good. Or you need to step down for the good of the country. He's not going to do that. But I'm just saying. That was our president, though. He was looking for a deceased senator at a press conference this week.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Terrible. Okay, let's move on.
Your worst?
We had both of this as our worst for our
That's why I didn't even mention it. Yeah.
Yep. It's so weird. I need your opinion on it, though. Okay. Three balks. Why did I go away here? Okay. Marlins pitcher, Richard Bleier. He has three balks and one at bat. Did you see this?
I did not see it. I read the article. Is there video in the article that I can see it? Because I don't think there is in it.
If you go to the notes, my notes from the worst, the Instagram post shows video. Shows all three. I mean, I really don't know what this umpire wants him to do. He looks like he comes set every time. He gets the balk on him. You know, Bleier's like, "What are you talking about? This is set. This is set. I have the ball."
Was he moving
here.
His leg or anything? I mean,
there's no movement of any leg. What? I mean, not watch, but you guys are gonna have to watch this. 100% is gonna be in the show notes. But the problem with this is it's Instagram, and I don't have like full video.
What about his foot? Did his foot come off?
His foot's not doing anything. The first video here, he's just sitting here. The first video is so fast.
Yeah.
But then he stays. I think, man, I don't know. Maybe it's because his arm moves way too quickly. But then there, I don't understand. I really don't get what this umpire is looking at. And I've never seen three balks like that in one at bat. I mean.
That's because I don't think it's happened since 1900.
I just don't get this.
I believe that's what I read. I think it was.
And then Bleier's like, "This is set." And then, of course,
he got not only, I mean, he got three in an inning, which is already rare enough. The last time that happened was 1988.
in the at bat, though.
Correct. That has not happened since. I'm gonna get the night at the time. The only player since 19. He's the only player in Major League Baseball's gigantic book of statistics history. He is the first player since 1900 to balk three times in the same at bat.
I have a question.
And that's according to the Elias Sports Bureau.
Yeah. Can the umpire behind the plate, can he call? Is he the one that can call box? Is it on the first baseman?
Any
so
umpire.
What is this first baseman doing?
He's seeing something. I personally, I'd like to see what did Major League Baseball come out and say about it? I haven't seen anything.
That's a good question.
I mean, I would want to know, because you know how the NFL, they'll review every game. They'll review every call that was made. They'll look at the video evidence of the calls, and they'll come out with a sheet after the week and basically say, we got all these right. And they give that information to the coaches. So the coaches can look and they can see, was call, you know, was it all done correctly? Was there something that should have been done differently? And you'd seem that there would be that for the Major League Baseball, although they have a trillion games a year. So you have to review a lot of stuff.
It's just so wild. I think this is something, obviously, that you're not going to see ever maybe again.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to know what the umpire saw. I'd like to get him on the mic and ask him a question after that game. And I guarantee you, every sports writer in those cities were good. It didn't matter. The game became irrelevant the moment that he called three balks on that guy in one at bat. And didn't the guy score?
Yeah, came all I think the way there around was the score. Yeah, I don't.
He balked three times, and the guy scored.
And
that's
this is
insane.
This is a Bleer said at the end of the game. It's the same move I've been doing for 300 innings. Never had a balk before. Here we are. Maybe I was balking. I watched the video. I completely disagree, but I'm biased, so I don't know. I don't know. You guys are both going to have to just put both of these links. It's so bizarre.
It could be the crazy news. I will say this. I'm not very good at seeing balks, you know, because they don't happen often. Umpires are trained to look for them. But, as a fan, you're going to have to actually, because there's, I think, a bunch of different ways to balk. And basically balk is when you don't come completely set or you're trying to
bluff
the runner.
Yeah.
That's on first base. And it's different for every pitcher, by the way, because every pitcher that comes into the game has a different set point. Either he sets at the chest or he'll set at the waist. There's a lot of different ways to set. And the umpires are looking for that and making sure there's a definite stop in the motion before either he makes a throw to home or goes to first base. So it's just bizarre. All I'm saying is this. I'm not very good at seeing this stuff, but I would like to hear from the umpire to say, what did you see?
Yeah.
Because I don't, this guy's not. Richard Blair is probably going to want to sit down with somebody in the umpire's department.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to do this again. Yeah.
Tell me what I'm doing wrong so I don't balk three times again in the same at bat. Because this poor guy will be remembered for it forever.
Yes.
And not for a good thing. And so it's just weird. I think it's weird. It's more weird, really, than it is bad. You know, because is it bad? Yeah. I mean, it's bad. Let's say he balked three times.
Then that's bad.
That's bad, yeah.
And if the umpire's taking shrooms before the inning, you know, starts, then he starts seeing him wobbly-woobly, that's bad.
And so. In truth, some of C.B. Buckner's games that he's umpired, I think he probably would have done a better job had he been on mushrooms.
Probably. Because
Joe Buck. What's his name? Joe West. He just retired. Thank God for that, man.
Yeah.
Painful. There's some guys that you know are, when they are umpiring games, things are going to be really wild. It's just this guy, honestly, do we know the name? Did it say in the article what the name is of the umpire?
I don't see. Let's Why is it? It's taking me to a different article here.
I mean, I don't see that it even. It doesn't say in the article here on ESPN.
How is that the case? Terrible.
Very.
Give us his name. Anyways. Yeah,
not what Jim Gott? No, that's the guy. No. So not in the article. Major League Baseball zoning out, including like ESPN. It's very weird. Very weird is what I'd call that news.
Yep. That's the weird news. Yep. On to the crazy news. Go ahead.
All right. So my crazy news of the week, oddly enough, does not have anything to do with a tipped over semi truck full of whatever.
Wow.
I know. The streak, I think, has been broken.
Ah.
So I could go two ways. I have like three crazy news from the week. You know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about the one that I'm not going to go into that I didn't pick. I've got three. The one I didn't pick.
You got three.
Yeah. Florida alleged robber armed with a gun claims, "I'm from Chicago, bro." And then he leaves the clerk when the clerk shows his own weapon.
What is up with these robbers, man?
Honestly, I thought when I read that article, I had to do a double take to make sure it wasn't the same guy that went in, the rookie robber that failed to get any cash. I thought this guy. Now, maybe this guy wasn't a robber. Maybe he was just saying, "Hey, I'm from Chicago, bro. We carry guns into stores to be safe." He could have been saying
they
that.
They do.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe that's what this guy was saying.
Oh, so what's the point of that?
I'm just saying.
But
that
what's
makes
the
more
point
sense.
Of saying this is my first time to rob either? I don't get that.
Well, this guy didn't say that. He just said, "Hey, I'm from Chicago, bro." So what I think he was trying to say was, "Hey, I've got a firearm right down beside me, and it's full of ammo. But we do this in Chicago to stay safe." Because I don't think he ever pointed a weapon. Maybe he did. I don't know. Well, we'll look at the article. But anyways, craziness going on in
the hell?
Burglary and robbery
department.
World. Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to go with this one.
Go
I got
ahead.
Two.
Yes.
I'm going to give
Need
one
more. Thank you.
Pro golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He travels halfway across the world to play in a qualifier. And he was disqualified after one hole.
What did he do? What?
I'm looking to see what he did. So it's you will have to read the article, but I just saw enough of the article to know he okay, let's see. I'm gonna have to find it.
Oh,
but anyways, cool. Yeah, we'll put up.
How
the,
do you
we'll,
play? How do you travel around the world and
that's
you play
the part
one
of it.
Hole?
That's the part of it. I mean, first of all, yeah,
tape.
Who cares
you
what
tape?
You're getting disqualified
Remember that
for?
Was the last thing tape or paint was. You're
yeah,
making...
Matsuyama did that. Yeah, he showed up and put like a piece of like some
paint
on the
paint
top of
was
the driver
like,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, hmm.
Yeah. So. He flew to Denmark from the U.S., played one hole. So I found out what the problem was.
Yes.
He used the rangefinder on the first hole.
Oh.
Something that may be allowed in America on certain tours, in tours and even in some events, but not on the Eurocure Q School Tour. So he used this rangefinder, laser rangefinder, to check yardage once. Disqualified, gone. And he paid 200. He paid
yeah,
2,000 euros to get in.
Yeah, of course he did.
That's a $5,000 hole, according to this Twitter.
Jesus.
And it's just dumb. I mean, you had that entry fee.
You should
but,
read
but
the
you
rules.
You also had to get over there.
You should read the rules.
So you had to fly in a plane. You had to pay for that.
Wouldn't wow. you be like, "Can I use this?"
Yeah. I would ask my caddy, actually, as I'm pulling it out of my bag, "Hey, this is legal in this tournament, right?" I guess he didn't. But, hey, yeah, he flew all the way to Denmark, though, just to play one hole and play it wrong, according to the rules, and he was disqualified.
Hmm.
It's pretty painful.
Womp womp.
Crazy news.
Crazy news. My crazy news is man becomes the second ever to kayak from California to Hawaii.
I saw this.
Crazy, crazy.
That is crazy. For how many miles is that? Do we know?
Well, it took him 91 days. He spent 10 hours a day paddling, which is, I mean, he was eating 4,000 calories a day to make sure that he could just go.
Wow. I wonder does it say what he was eating?
First person to do it was in 1987. It doesn't say. I would guess that maybe there was a boat going with him.
Has to be. Doesn't it? For like safety purposes?
Yeah.
I would think.
Oh, let's see. There was no pedals. There was a small sleeping cabin. No motor. No sails. But doesn't say what he was eating. But yeah, this is crazy.
What kind of kayak has a sleeping quarters?
A big one.
But I guess you would have to have a really big kayak in order to. It's not like you get into one of Walmart's plastic kayaks.
Yeah, there's a video with it too that people can look at the kayak.
Because I would assume if you're in a kayak the size of like Puppa's, if you were in that kind of a, you'd be dead.
Yeah, I think you'd have to have a pretty damn sturdy kayak.
Also, you would have to have the ability to get out of the water if there's like a storm or something.
That's why the hope is a boat was with them or something.
But I mean, maybe it took him that long, but maybe he took breaks or something. I don't know. That's interesting, but that's a long ways. Pretty cool.
This guy's beard is glorious too. This kayak, wow. It's pretty hefty. There looks like
Did you send me the link?
There looks like there's solar panels to it.
Send me the link and I want to see it too.
Yeah, this
So it had crazy. Like electricity and stuff? Must have. Solar panels. Possibly. What do you
Yeah, this thing is I guess there's no motor, but it definitely looks like there's a lot of bells and whistles on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks
holy crap.
Yep. That may be a little too much for Papa.
No. You don't think he could do it?
I think you know what, with Why this device, this kayak, he probably could. Probably.
I don't think we want him to do that. No, are those solar panels? Nah, maybe that's not. Maybe that's just padding there. I don't think that's solar panels there. Those are just padding. But it does look like he's got like buttons or something on there. It just looks more high tech than a regular kayak.
It's smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Still pretty big.
I'll tell you this. I'm not going anywhere in the sea in that thing. So
the ocean?
Yeah, no.
Jeez. That's just scary.
No, I mean, yes. Look at how small this vehicle is to go through. Have you seen some of the videos of some of the huge waves out there?
Yes, it's nothing that I want to play with.
No, that's like, that's a dangerous world out there. Big time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. That's definitely crazy news.
Very crazy news. So we got one topic that we could go into.
How much time? Do we have time?
We have a couple of minutes here. The question is, how would your 10-year-old self react to what you do now for a living?
What do you think?
Did you think about this at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old self was pretty... I don't know, liked school, liked friends, liked girls.
That's what I was trying to remember, how what I was into.
I think I always had kind of an idea that I wanted to go into something in medicine.
Yeah.
I thought it was that I wanted to be a physician and chose medical imaging instead. But I'm still kind of in the same industry. You know, I am in the same industry as I thought I was going to be when I was 10. So... Now, the only thing is my job requires me to touch radioactivity almost like daily. which is kind of weird. How do you tell a 10-year-old about radioactivity? I guess you could explain to them like about X-rays.
I mean, it sounds kind of scary.
It does sound scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, when I talk about it, it sounds scary.
You're going to do what? You're going to touch, huh?
Yeah.
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 Geiger counters? Do you have those?
Yep. Geiger counters. And we have dosimeters that we wear to test to check and make sure that we're not getting an overabundance amount of radiation exposure. But in truth, with what I do, it's very minimal. Yeah. But I do have to touch the stuff. Like, it's physically something that has actually got on me.
If you had to, would you work inside of a nuclear power plant?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are very well shielded. Unless you're a total moron, you're not going to blow it up.
Yeah. And they're way better nowadays. They actually have several safes, you know.
They're extremely safe. They're the best energy producers on the planet. If nuclear radioactivity was used for that purpose only, it'd be a wonderful thing. Right? Yep, it's also probably helped medicine quite a bit. Unfortunately, it also destroys and contaminates a lot of stuff. So you got to be smart with it. You can't be stupid. You got to be very specific with what you do. You have to follow regulations. They're in place for a very important purpose when it comes to radiation. So, if I was talking to my 10-year-old self, I'd probably just say, "Hey, you know what? I know you want to be a doctor, but in the end, you're taking care of patients. You're part of the process. You get to do some really cool stuff. You get to see inside patients' bodies and help them through functional problems." I'd be happy with that. I think I would react well to that at 10. I would say, okay, hey, good. That sounds like a good career.
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
And I make t-shirts for a living right now. So I think my 10-year-old self, obviously, I really liked sports and video games. I think the number one thing at that age, I was saying a video game maker. So that's a kind of far off on there. But
you could do that in the future. You never know.
Could. But the arts, who knows? You know, the artistic thing is always there. I'm kind of doing arts and crafts, which is kind of fun. And definitely see ways that I could work with art more in my company. So it's been a lot of fun, especially recently. And it is it's always fun to see the new things that we print on shirts. But I feel like 10-year-old.
And you guys are on Amazon too, which is cool. So you can reach a lot of people that way.
We are on Amazon, Ann Arbor T-shirt company. But anyways,
you don't get paid by them, by the way.
Huh? I do, because I work. You do. There.
You do.
But
yes.
We do not. They're not sponsored by us.
They are not a sponsor of the
Views from the Nosebleeds podcast.
A real fan's perspective podcast. We have a very long name to this podcast.
Yes, we do. But that's okay. Anyways, 10-year-old me would think it's I would think it's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks.
There is no email, everyone. There's so no don't worry about yet. That.
You want to give out your Twitter? I do see a point now, but possibly to start getting an email though. We are growing a little bit. Just want to say thank you to everybody to listening. But what's your Twitter?
@ChadFromTheD on Twitter.
And mine is @TheNuclearViper on Twitter. And, follow us because we'll be tweeting about football, of course, because it's almost the weekend, baby.
Yes, it is. And tonight, very good game, Cincinnati and Miami. I'm really shocked right now. Cincinnati's not performing as well. It's going to be interesting to see how Burrow lasts through the season.
Yes.
They're going to have to. The offensive line has just got to actually play the game. So offensive line for Cincinnati, I'm rooting for you tonight. I'm not picking you. But I'm rooting for you. But yeah, I think Joe Burrow's rooting for you too, so he doesn't like die.
Yeah.
But that'll be fun. So have a nice evening, everyone. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Views from the Nosebleeds with Chad and Chad. Join us next time for more real fans' perspectives.